This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a reasonably safe bet that the R word is going to come up tomorrow in Janet Yellen's testimony. Recession is the word I'm thinking of here. In the statement after its December meeting, the Fed said it is worried about risks to the downside. As it happens, Neil Irwin, a senior economics correspondent for the New York Times, wrote about how, if it's going to happen, and we should stress it's still an if, but how a recession might arrive here. Neil Irwin, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
We should start probably with a caveat, right? This is a scenario. It's not what you believe is likely to happen, right?
That's right. We don't know exactly where the economy is going to go in 2016. This is talking about the kind of downside risk, the possibilities that are out there that we hope don't happen, but it increasingly looks like they could.
All right. So if the stars line up against us, what might those stars be? Just tick off a couple for me.
Well, it starts overseas. It starts in emerging markets where we've had really 15 years of dramatic capital inflows, and those are reversing now over the last year. So when money was coming in, a lot of problems got kind of glossed over. Now that money's going out, we're seeing huge debt problems in China, in Brazil, and a bunch of other emerging markets. So that's kind of the starting point, that we see this shift toward emerging markets overseas really contracting where they were growing for a long time.
And it leads to one of my favorite phrases in all of capitalism, Warren Buffett saying, you don't know who's swimming naked till the tide goes out, right?
That's right. Now, that said, this on its own shouldn't really affect the U.S. economy that much. You know, mm-hmm. We saw this back in 1998 when there was an emerging markets crisis. You know, the U.S. trade flows with Asia, with Latin America, they're big, but in the grand scheme of the U.S. economy, that shouldn't be enough to bring it down. It's not like U.S. banks are sitting on a lot of Chinese debt, anything like that. So if we're going to have a U.S. recession, it has to be something a little more complicated and something that channels through other pathways.
All right, so lay it out for me then, because it's not like we're all that exposed. How might this hit us in the fanny? I mean, what's different this time, I guess, is the question.
Well, it might not hit us in the fanny. We don't know that. But if it does, it's probably going to happen something like this. We're already seeing some real impacts on the U.S. industrial sector because of lower oil. There's less oil exploration. We're seeing less industrial activity, less exports because of the strong dollar, because of weaker economies overseas. Those alone aren't that big. We've still had strong job growth in the last year despite those factors. So the question, though, is as these forces build and get stronger, is the capacity of the U.S. to really deal with it limited? Mm-hmm. Is the Federal Reserve not in a place where it might have been years ago to combat any weakness, to lower rates? Could markets that are just down a little bit now really get out of control and fall? Those are the possibilities that could really lead the U.S. economy into a bad place.
How much of a problem is it that we are simply not growing as strongly as we used to and as strongly as we have historically?
Yeah, I mentioned the parallel with 1998 when there was an emerging markets crisis, there was an oil price collapse, and yet the U.S. economy did great in 1999. That was a great year for the United States. Well, there's a big difference. The trend line back then was a lot stronger. We were growing around 4-4.5% a year back in the late 90s. Now we've been growing 2-2.5%. So there's not as much of a cushion. If we do see a little bit of a slowdown, a little bit of a ripple, we could really see the bottom fall out and get into negative growth territory, a recession, much more easily now than we could have back in the 90s when the trend line was so much stronger.
One hates to put you on the spot, but one will anyway because I have you on the phone. Likelihood of any of this happening?
You know, Larry Summers, who's very smart about this stuff, thinks it's about a 1 in 3 chance of a recession this year. I'm a little more optimistic than Larry. I go more like 25%. But this is a tricky thing to guess. This is a very complex dynamic system. It's a $17 trillion economy with all these moving pieces. So saying that with any confidence is a fool's errand.
Neil Irwin is a senior economics correspondent at the New York Times. Neil, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.